My name is Graham Page, and I work as a technology officer, giving general advice and also working on various websites, providing information. And obviously, recently, I've been working from home because we all have. So whereas normally I'd have gone into work every day, for the last week, I've been working from home.
Tell me about your life outside work. Obviously, think about what you do pre-lockdown. What sort of things would you have done?
Well, it'd be various things. I mean, on the more virtuous side, there's going swimming sometimes. On the more fun side, there's going to the pub. There's going something to eat. Because as a kind of recreational thing, I also review food outlets. And I have put those in as YouTube clips typically, and in order to do those I'd always do some recording actually at the place, at the food venue itself.
So how has your life changed since the lockdown was introduced?
Well, it's meant obviously that I can't go out to the pub anymore. That's something I'd enjoy doing, to meet up with people and whatever at weekends, just for a chat and a few drinks, and that's something I can't do. And even if you stay in, it's kind of knowing that you can't do it is something to get used to, just knowing that it's simply not available to you. I mean, I would go out, I'd go out to the shop, I'd go, I'd perhaps go to more than one shop if I wanted different things. You know, I'd expect to find people out on the street. There'd be probably sources of help. Perhaps meet people for a curry, whatever. I mean, and all these things, I just can't do. So it's a case of staying at home. I do cook a little bit more, I must admit. But in the evenings, when there's no work-related stuff, you know, you think, when I've been working all day and it feels like I've been working at home, it's only a one-bedroom flat, so I'm still at home, and yet it's the evening, and it's sort of, well, what do I do now? It's a bit limiting when, you know, I'm not the sort of person who'll go out for a walk just without a purpose. I need a purpose to actually achieve something.
I know you've been going out shopping and doing one or two other things since the lockdown was introduced. What's that experience been like?
It's been strangely quiet. You walk out onto the street, you're used to... The street's been absolutely bursting with traffic, and you know, you walk out and there's a few cars going by, but it isn't mega busy. There's very few people around. Yesterday there was some construction work going on near me, and now they've put all the scaffolding up and just left it. So that's an example of something that gets in my way that I've had to navigate around. And I don't mind that, but it's God knows how long it's going to be there now that there's no one working on it.
I mean, you're totally blind, so there must be times when you need assistance. How do you feel about being so close to other people who may have the coronavirus?
I suppose I tend to say, well, first of all, I don't get closer to more people than I need to get close to. So, for example, you know, if I walk past someone, I walk past them. I don't think there's any point in worrying about it.
What sort of help have you had in shops? I mean, have you needed to be guided anywhere or anything like that?
Apart from today, actually, I've always just been guided around shops such as the Co-op and Sainsbury's, etc. But I went into Sainsbury's today and they said, well, we can't go around the store with you, but if you can tell us if we can tell them what I want, they will get it. The problem with that is that quite often when you say what you want, it's not there, because all the stores, while they've got a basic range, a lot of the stores are still pretty empty. So if you ask for, say, a Cornish pasty, the chances are, well, we might have got a cheese and onion pasty, but not a Cornish one.
Have you tried online deliveries during the lockdown?
Yeah, I mean, online deliveries are typically delayed by a very minimum of 2 weeks. Some of the websites and apps are responding slowly or not at all. Morrison's and Ocado have been particularly difficult, but it's hard to get a delivery within sort of 2 weeks, really.
So not really feasible then. You've got to go out if you want to buy fresh food or vegetables.
Yeah, if you want to buy fresh food or vegetables, or even if you... I mean, there are a few takeaways open, actually. I noticed today on my way past, I've heard it, that German Doner Kebab is open, for example, but they've got tables that people would have sat to eat in. They've got those laid out across the shop to stop people going too far into the shop.
How about work? How you work changed?
Well, when I used to go into work, where I work is not far from Euston. The tubes were always really, really busy, absolutely crammed. So, I mean, I suppose it is quite nice not necessarily having to get on tubes that are quite that busy. But it's really about splitting your home life between your work life. You know, you wake up, my computer and everything is there. I can use my computer, I can use my phone, I can set that all up at a desk, it's fine. But then at the end of the day, when I've finished doing work, I'm still in the same place where I've been working.
In terms of accessibility, is everything accessible for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in terms of accessibility myself, I'm quite fortunate. We were always set up with the possibility of working from home. So I have a work laptop that can just be taken home and used. So I didn't have to make any adjustments in terms of the actual pieces of equipment I use. What we have had to change is that because rather than going to meet each other, we're now working online. It's video / audio conferencing using apps like Zoom, Skype.
So you're working at home, living at home. Are you feeling a tad isolated at the minute?
I feel a little bit isolated because it's always good to actually meet other people. But I am talking to people on things like, you know, on the phone, on FaceTime or using Skype, or there's any other conferencing stuff. There's always people I can chat to. And I think it's very likely that people are going to start perhaps talking to each other more in little groups of people. I've heard of quite a lot of people doing that. I've not really got into doing that as yet, but that's just a case of everyone sort of organising themselves, really.
But there's nothing like being face-to-face, actually physically with somebody, is there?
No, being face-to-face, going out with them, going to different places, travelling somewhere, you know, meeting up in a local pub, having a chat, interacting with what's going on around you. No, I mean, it does leave you a little bit isolated. And it certainly goes on for some kind of while, a long while. And you think at the beginning, how am I going to cope with, you know, 2 months of this, quite conceivably.
What about neighbours and people who live very nearby? Are you getting much from them?
Pretty much not. I mean, no, I don't see any of them. I've not met any of them. I've not had any of them knock on my door. I've not heard very much noise from them, even, to be honest.
What about community groups? Any help being offered to you there?
No, not seen any local community groups, really.
How are you going to keep your morale up?
Well, it's difficult talking to people, I imagine. I do think that trying to get out every day, trying to get out of the house every day to shop and have a walk, you know, aim to spend about an hour, at least an hour out of the house every day.
What about other things that you're doing to entertain yourself? Because obviously you've got your work and there are some things now that you've told us about that you can't do. So have you found anything different that you're doing that keeps you occupied that might stop you going stir crazy?
Yeah, I mean, there's reading. I mean, there's reading of books. I mean, the RNIB, the new RNIB reading service, that is free. People can join it. They've got a lot of books. There are podcasts, there's obviously radio and telly. All of that has a little effect, and these effects can combine together to stop you absolutely going completely crazy. I mean, I shudder to think what it would be like if it was the 1990s when we're asked to do this. Without the technology, with limited numbers of radio channels, the only way of contacting each other by landline phone and relatively expensive, Yeah, it would have been very, very difficult.
Are there any services or online services, anything like that, that you've come across that you think other visually impaired people need to know about that would help improve their lives during what is a difficult period?
There are quite a big range of games on the iPhone. There are various games. There's one called Dice World that I play. But there's also various kind of online poker type things for people who are into that. And there's sort of arcade style games, I think. I'm not really a huge gamer, but I'm just having a little dabble at these kind of things just to explore them, to see what they're like, really.
Do you think you'll survive the, what, possibly 9-12 weeks of lockdown?
We'll see after 12 weeks. I'd like to hope so. But it is going to be difficult because even if there are community groups, again, people aren't going into each other's homes and people aren't being encouraged to go into each other's homes. So I don't see myself as having a lot of interaction with those people unless I end up meeting them on local forums and stuff like that. But thing is, there's a limited amount that people can really say other than perhaps what they books that they've enjoyed, TV that they've enjoyed, because we're all in the same situation. Unless, of course, you have a job where you need to go out to work, where you are still working.
Okay, brilliant. Graham Page, thank you very much indeed.